Here on Oahu, hundreds of court cases at district court have had to be rescheduled. We talked to Deputy District Court Administrator Judge Melanie May about how the judiciary has had to pivot and readjust its calendar.
We have had court every single day immediately after the governor's stay-home order because there are certain cases that are absolutely essential and time-sensitive, and we needed to hear those cases despite the many concerns and public health challenges that everyone in our state and in our country were dealing with.
So what do you think has been the biggest change? What should the public know about coming down to district court?
I think the biggest change is that things are changing week by week. And before someone should come to court, they should figure out whether or not they still have a court date or not. They should try and determine if there's an alternative to coming to court and to make sure that they've built in enough time and have planned ahead if they do need to come to court.
Generally, when I've gone down to district court, you know, there's been the large cattle calls. It's traffic court, right, where you've got to come in because you were speeding or you didn't have your insurance and license. How is that being handled?
So at the current moment, we are having Zoom hearings for many of our traffic infraction cases. Traffic infractions are the exact type of cases that you're talking about. Speeding, parking tickets, jaywalking, seatbelt violations, the kinds of cases where only a fine is involved or community service and there is no jail time. For those cases, people have the option of doing a Zoom hearing from their comfort of their home, their office, or even on the beach if they have good Wi-Fi there.
So how has that worked out?
It's worked out really well. We've been doing it for about 3 weeks now, and our participation rate is close to 90%. It's higher than the normal appearance rate when we had cases being done in court.
So what does this mean going forward, post-COVID? Do you think we're just going to keep with this Zoom option?
I think it's been very popular, and to the extent that we can continue to offer it as a public service, it is definitely something we are looking into.
Will this help with the backlog at all?
It has helped us to start tackling the backlog because we are able to start hearing cases, and that's really important because for a lot of people, just the stress of knowing that they have a case that's not yet unresolved, to be able to take care of that case and either pay the fine if there's a fine or to have the dismissal in hand goes a long way of letting them move forward.
And how does that work with the Zoom calls? Because, you know, I just had my driver's license renewed and I had a specific time, an appointment, and I was in there lickety-split. I was so impressed just because they had a certain time. I made sure I was there and things just moved so efficiently. So, you know, I wonder about that rather than just having everybody come at 8 o'clock in the morning, if you had particular times that maybe you could move through this quicker.
Yes. So for our traffic infraction Zoom hearings, we're setting about 10 every half hour. So people log in, they're able to observe everybody else's case before and after. They can stay on the whole morning if they like. Once their case is called, they get to address the judge, tell their side of the story if they choose to do so, and then they're informed of their decision online. We've noticed that for some people, it seems to be a more comfortable process because you're sitting at home. You're not having to stand up and walk down this skinny aisle in front of 50 other people. And if you're someone who hates public speaking, that can be very hard. But it seems like when we've done Zoom hearings, people feel more comfortable because they're just looking at the screen in the comfort of their own home, maybe with their cat or dog on their side, just being able to kind of have a conversation with the judge about their case.
I guess there's that shame factor when you're there in front of 50 people and you have to tell everybody, you know, what you did or didn't do. So I guess it gets past that.
Yes.
What about in cases where, let's say, you need to have a police officer there, and many times the officer, let's say, doesn't show and a case has to be thrown out?
So we're not quite at the stage where we're doing trials yet. For traffic infractions, it's a two-step process. So the first process is you get to come into court, you tell the judge your side of the story. If you have photographs or a copy of your updated registration or other things, you can show that to the judge. The judge just decides based on what the person has said, as well as any information that the police officer has listed on the citation. If someone has a traffic infraction hearing and the court rules against them, at that point, then they can ask for a trial. And then at the trial, they would be able to bring their witnesses. The state would subpoena the police officer, sheriff, or other person who saw the alleged violation. And at that time, there would be testimony from both sides.
Okay. But is that something that's being considered for use with Zoom?
I think for for Zoom hearings, right now we're looking at them primarily for the traffic infraction cases, for pretrial conferences, perhaps status conferences, or motions where there isn't any evidence being directly presented. You know, Zoom is something that's relatively new, not just to the legal profession, but, you know, to society in general in terms of its broader application. And one of the things that people have kind of gone back and forth about is, do you still have the same opportunity to assess the credibility of a witness when they're appearing remotely? Do parties still have a fair opportunity to cross-examine a witness if they're not in the same room as the other person? So I think that's one of the issues that many courts, not just the Hawaii courts, will be needing to address, you know, in the months and perhaps years ahead.
And so is there anything that the public needs to know just about the other courts here on Oahu?
All five of the district court courthouses are open. They're open in terms of people being able to file documents with the court, able to pay fines and fees if they like. They're able to obtain their traffic abstracts. But I would encourage people to really take a look at the state judiciary website to see if there are alternatives to coming to court. You know, I know right now people are really hesitant about having to leave their homes and going out into large public spaces. The judiciary has done a lot of wonderful things to make things more accessible from home so that people don't actually have to take the bus or drive to court, find parking, and come into a building. So as an example, if people who don't have attorneys want to file a small claims case or want to file a temporary restraining order, they can file those cases using a service that's called the Court Document Drop-Off. It's basically a way where people can email their documents to court, and court staff will upload the documents into the court system. It is one way that, you know, people don't have to come to court unless they have a court date. You know, there are other options as well. You know, somebody recently received a parking ticket and they just want to pay for the ticket instead of asking for a hearing. People can pay traffic citations online as long as it's within 21 days of receiving it. I would encourage people to, first of all, find out if the court date that they think they have is something they still have to appear for. You know, due to COVID-19, thousands of cases have had to be rescheduled each week. There are two ways where someone can find out whether or not they have a court date. One would be to check eCourt Kokua and look up their case on the judiciary website. The second way would be to call the Ho'okele desk, and that number is 538-5629.
That was a District Court Deputy Chief Judge Melanie May talking about how the judiciary is adapting during the disruption of COVID times. She says if you have to go down to court in person, she says go early and wear a mask.